RUH.
What's up, Anthony?
John Box, what's going on with you?
Oh, just got up at my normal time, even though I'm off. So I came out here to see if there were any Black Friday deals I couldn't live without. Answer to that is no, and now I'm just watching cat videos and drinking coffee.
Yep, I was, I'm right there with you. I think I was up at 5:30, peeled myself out of bed at 6, and I did a little bit of work that had to get done, and then I've been out, gassed up both cars, and will be very soon looking for something to do because everybody in my house will still be sleeping. So, I don't know. Trying to decide if we're going to go to the parade. But other than that, it's a beautiful sunny morning.
Go to Tringali's or Bomberito's. Bring some stuff home for the fam. Although they're probably still stuff from yesterday. That's like me. I'm thinking, do I want to go get something? But we're all still kind of going, ugh, from yesterday.
Yep, it can certainly be a lot, that's for sure.
Look better this year than last. Last year, my brother-in-law was doing a frying a turkey. And he got there late, and something went wrong with the situation. I don't even know what the hell happened, but we didn't get the turkey out. You know, everything else was ready on time, but the turkey wasn't ready till like 8 o'clock, and so everything got screwed up. You know, all the stuff that was supposed to be eaten 3 hours earlier, you know, and, you know, then the turkey coming out, it was just a nightmare. Everybody got done eating. They couldn't get home fast enough. This one went pretty well, and everything was on time and good, and we got in. What we expected and all that good stuff. But yeah, like last year was one of those ones you remember. Remember the year we didn't eat till like 9 o'clock?
Yeah, that sounds like quite the memory. I would imagine you guys had a pretty low bar to beat this year, so I would imagine it felt like everything went really good.
Yep, perfectly as expected. So we're just over your neck of the woods with the kids and the grandkids and the in-laws, and it was our usual get-together. We do that for many, many occasions. The in-laws used to host everything. They got a beautiful place out on the lake, and it's large, and he's kind of a... amateur chef, I guess. I don't know. He's really into, you know, it's always something, you know, beef Wellington or rack of lamb or something like that. And all sorts of, you know, accoutrements and hors d'oeuvres and stuff. It's always a really good spread. But there's been some health issues in the household, so we're not getting by there as frequently, if at all. If we do, we're going to probably have to make adjustments to assist if we're going to do anything at their place again. I'm sure he'd love to. He's really into it. So if we do, we'll have to make some sort of arrangements. But anyhow, my daughter's been the one that's picked up Thanksgiving. In recent years, we used to drive to Houston every year just for Thanksgiving, so when she got here, she just kept doing it, so Thanksgiving is hers now.
Well, that's cool. At least you know where you're always going to be. Did you find any Black Friday deals that were you just couldn't resist. I have not looked very hard, but also have not found anything.
They're not really looking for anything. I know that Apple has been really slashing prices on the MacBook Airs, but I've been looking at those, and I haven't found as good a deal as I got from you. You know, even on their best deals, and they're really talking about slashing prices on the Airs. And I wouldn't buy one. I'm just curious to see, you know, because I just got that one, I'm curious to see, you know, what kind of deals are out there. And yeah, it's just no, they're still, I think they had a pretty modest one for like $750, and it was a far cry from what I got. I am a big fan of the open ear bone conduction headphones, particularly the ones made by Shox, and they're running a buy one, get one kind of a thing, and deep discounts on there. So I'm going to think about buying the latest version of my mine, because might have been acting a little funky, but mine still worked just fine. They've made a lot of improvements. They went from a proprietary charger to a USB-C and all their various upgrades and stuff like that. I'm considering getting a pair. You know, the problem is I've got a pair that still works, so, you know, what would I do, leave a pair at work or something? I don't know.
Right, there's only so many things you can have. You know, I'm right there with you. I'm not looking for anything. If a deal slaps me in the face, I take advantage of it. But, you know, like, how much stuff can you buy? And the stuff that I do want likely isn't going on sale. So, I don't know, I'll look around a little bit and see if I can come up with anything. But I would imagine I'll keep my credit card in my wallet today.
I still got to figure out what's going on with my 9700 net antenna I got up, because things just got a solid S9 noise floor. And it's weird because I don't see it on my other radios that are capable of the same frequencies, although they don't quite have the same sensitivity or S meters that the 9700 does. So I'm starting to wonder if I got something else going on. I'm going to, as soon as I work up the wherewithal, I really got to tear things apart here to switch the antennas around, but I'm thinking about switching antennas between the two radios and see if the problem follows the antenna, or see if I can figure out what the hell's going on, because we want to get that all mode back on the air. I tried to listen in on the sideband net the other night, and it was a waste of time. But where I'm going with that is the antenna that I just put up. It's I got a couple of used ones that are questionable condition. Although I don't think they're going to introduce noise. I guess they could, but I don't think that's the case. But I have been thinking if there was a really good deal to be had on a decent dual bander, or even better yet, a tri-band antenna with six, I might consider buying one. But there's not generally Black Friday deals and that kind of stuff, from what I recall.
Yep, that's kind of where I'm at, too. I would love to have a, like you guys have been talking about, a radio that's capable of doing that single sideband, but that's not something that's going to have a Black Friday deal in most cases. It's not like you can buy a Chinese one on Amazon that's discounted or anything. So, but I'll poke around the internet and see if there's anything I can find. Who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky.
So, what do you, I've been meaning to ask ever since you were asking what kind of radios, and I forgot all about the Shack in the Box. You know, that's always a good way to get on the weak signal stuff. What do you currently have for an HF rig?
I just have $891. That's the only thing that I have.
Right, right. Because I was going to say, there's some pretty cool radios that, so if you've got another HF rig, you know, like a dedicated one for the house, the 891 could, you know, become your go kit, you know, or something like that. Or you could let it go, but yeah, that's, I forgot all about that. All modes themselves are kind of rare and expensive. But if you buy a, you know, one of these shack-in-a-box radios that also do, you know, 6.2 and 4.32, interestingly, you can usually get, you know, you can get a better deal, you know, and then the radio, you know, do all sorts of stuff. So that'd be the thing. Like we had mentioned, the 991, but there's many others that fit that bill. The 706 Mark IIG, but like Dakota said, those things are pricey for what they are, and the 7000s, as far as I'm concerned, the 7000 is just the 706 Mark IIG, the next one. They went from a monochrome screen to a color screen. Otherwise, it's the same radio. And the current one that they got is the 7100, but that's a whole different beast. I don't know about the RF deck, but at least the control head's a whole different kind of affair. But anyhow, there are other radios that do that, are much more reasonable. Yaesu's made quite a few of them over the years.
Yeah, I found on Facebook Marketplace, somebody in Sterling Heights is selling a 7000, and was thinking about reaching out to him and seeing, you know, seeing if he was willing to move on the price or anything. Just because it's a want, not a need, you know, like right now. And I think you're right. I think that I would love to have something that is for the house, and then the 891 turns into something that's extremely mobile, maybe in a box, in a bag, something like that, something real mobile. Yeah,
I mean, the big thing is it's not like it's necessarily going to be, you know, redundant. You know, that has a whole different kind of form factor and role. But, yeah, the 7000 is great. I'm a big fan. In fact, I think the one for sale in Sterling Heights was mine at one point. I think I sold it to him. And I've got another one here. And it was a little mintier than mine, and that one came from NIC via HTV, so then I got it from him, and I do like my 7000s, so I've not seen many under that price. They seem to be, that seems to be like the price, and I don't know that I've ever really seen one. It'd be interesting to go to eBay and do a sold listings on IC7000s just to see. I still think that that he should move on that a little bit, come down a little. But really, anything under 7 on a 7000 is kind of a buy. Now, 706 Mark IIGs, which are in essence the same radio minus the display, I've seen those all over the place. You know, most of them are going to be up there in that range, you know, let's say 650 to 750. But every once in a while you see those at 5 and 4 and, you know, and stuff. I found, well, it was an estate sale, but I found one real cheap that I sold to Jeff. And then I had two of them just recently that were from an estate. And I wish I would have, you know, I wish we would have had the foresight to know you were going to want something like this, because they were affordable, and I sold one to my buddy Steve, and the other one I sold to a guy in Chicago, so those are gone, but, well, you know, day late and a dollar short.
Yep, it happened. But yeah, I'm, you know, if I could get into something for like $650, it'd be really appealing. So, you know, I'll keep my eyes out, keep searching. Like I said, maybe I'll contact that guy in Sterling Heights, see if he's interested in coming down some. And I think, you know, I think the eBay ones are going for $750 to $850, but, you know, by the time you sell those and you ship and get hit with all the fees, you know, you're getting hit 30%. So, you know, if you're selling it just to somebody on the street, you can come down in price quite a bit. So, we'll see. I would love to. I really like the idea of having all of it, all the bands in one radio. Then I just have one radio on my desk. Super appealing, cleans it up a little bit. So we'll see. I'll keep an eye out. I know I was talking to Dakota the other day. He's going to keep an eye out. Now it's on your radar that I'm looking, so something will come up. There's also that swap coming up next weekend, so something, I'll be able to make something happen soon here if I decide to.
Hey, baby, Alex, come on.
Dump it on in. Good morning, W8FU.
Morning, guys. Just sitting here listening. Another alternative to consider, and this is a biased opinion because I have one, but look into the FT-847s. It's pretty much got everything you're looking for, plus satellite ability, and can be Mars modded also. So I have one. It's a great radio. It has wonderful, wonderful receive. And plus it is a 100-watt radio on all bands. So it's a good little piece. KFABLX.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that radio. I really like those. I've never owned one, but I think it's a great radio. I just didn't know if it would fit his price range or anything like that. But yeah, the FT-847 is a great radio if you can find one in your price range. That might really appeal to you, Anthony, if you take a look at those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I'm looking at one right now on eBay. It's like $1,000. I'll look into it a little bit further, but yeah, I mean, there's a ton of options and not a lot of options all at the same time. You know, you just got to figure out what exactly I'm looking for. Probably a lot of it I won't figure out until I have it in front of me and I'm using it and going, oh man, this is great. I'm glad I have this option.
Yeah, just keep your eye out on Marketplace. A lot of hams are selling them now for right around the 600 mark. And some of those are even coming already modded and with microphones and duplexers already involved and everything you need to get going. I got mine for six, and I had somebody go through it and do some mods for me, but yeah, that's about the going right now is, you know, you can find a decent one that nobody's beat the crap out of and opened up 1,400 times for right around that mark.
Yeah, that's a lot of radio for six, and it'd be nice because then you'd have, you know, your big base radio, you know, base station, so to speak, and then you'd have the 891 for portable operations. Man, I can't get over what these 7,000s are fetching. I'm looking at the sold listings. I mean, if you find one at like seven, it's a goner. That's the cheapest. So, good grief. I had no idea that they were still holding that price. Here's one. As is. So right there, it tells you why. It's still $550. Oh, here's one. Oh, no control head for $5. Ah, jeez. Every once in a while, I think I found one, you know, under $7, and it's like, you know, some reason for it. Crazy.
Yep, there's always a reason why it's cheaper. That's funny. Hey, I just pulled up in the driveway. I'll catch up with you guys soon. AERUH. Thanks for the information this morning, Sean. I'll have a little bit of time to sit on the computer and look for some stuff. So hopefully soon I'll find something, because it would be fun to get on that sideband net. It's pretty interesting. So yeah, I'll catch up with you guys later. Have a great day. Stay warm. K8RUH.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. Yeah, that 847, I'm looking at the prices here. I had no idea they were down to 6. That's a lot of nice radio for the money. So I'm seeing front panels. I have to get a hold of Jay, find out what he's doing with that one of his, because I think the whole problem with it was the front panel. So I wonder if he wants to get it fixed. Anywho, I'm surprised at the price on those. I think 991s, especially if you don't need the A, I think those can be had pretty cheap, too. There's another decent shack in the box. Still looks like they're getting good money on those. Interesting. W8FU.
KE8VSI. Good morning.
What's up, Gregor?
Just recovering from overeating here. Not even hungry yet. So Thanksgiving went well. Just looked at one of those 847s you guys just mentioned. I've not heard of that one, and I looked at it. That's pretty slick. Like you said, that's a lot of radio.
Yeah, especially for what they're... I've always liked that radio. I've never owned one, but I've always been intrigued by it. It checks all the boxes for a shack-in-the-box, especially a formidable one, you know. It's got a nice big front panel with lots of controls. You know, it's not just all menu-driven. And I didn't realize that you could get them in the 6 range, but it looks like there's quite a few of them in the 6 range. That's what shocked me. But yeah, pretty cool looking radio. I don't know if there's any caveats with it. You know, is it a performer? I don't know. I've not looked up the wherewithal on it. But yeah, they're you know, as far as you know what's in the box, they're as good as it gets really for a shack in the box.
Seeing that the quick little search I did, one was a grand, one was 850. If you find them in the 6 range, that's something to consider at that point for sure, if you're looking for that.
I just went to eBay, did a search, and looked for completed listings, and I seen a number of them at 6. So that's where I'm getting that. You know, I'm looking here. Here's also one for a grand asking. Here's 890 asking, 812 asking. So, you know, there's also, you know, what people ask. But I'm looking at the ones that sold, and there's quite a few that sold at 6. I didn't read, you know, first of all, if I do a little research and find out, is there anything to watch out for on them? And then you'd have to look at everyone that's being sold at that price and see if, maybe there's a reason. So, but anywho, what's up? So what's on your agenda for Black Friday? You buying anything or got anything planned?
Well, I just pulled the trigger on 2 things. I've been eyeing the Apple AirPods Pro Max, which are the noise-canceling headphones. They're outrageously priced at like $550 or $560 normally. And I looked on Wednesday or Tuesday for the Black Friday deals. They were $429, which is what they are every year. And I'm like, because I don't need them, but I want them. And I looked today just for fun, and they sub $400, $399. I'm like, oh, crap. So did it. And then there's a remote control. Can't remember the doggone brand name now. The model is U2, though. It's a universal remote. My new TV that I got 6 or 8 months ago. The remote could be better, and I like both the wife and I to have a remote. We each have one for the dish box, but not the TV. So hopefully I'm gonna buy. I pulled the trigger on one of those, and if it's nice and works the way I want it to, I'll get another one and can eliminate that problem. So two toys. Just did it right before you guys started talking. So that's my Friday or Black Friday shopping. Might run up to deer camp. I got a word out that I might want to go, but I'm not sure if there's sleeping room tonight up there. So once I find that out, the decision will be made whether I go up there or not. That's in Bad X. And that's all I got.
Cool. Yeah, it's funny you say AirPods, not the same, but I've been looking at, I like these Shocks headsets, and I've been thinking about buying either the upgraded version of mine or the more pod-like version that they sell. That would probably make more sense. That would give me two different kinds of device, but they're all open ear, so... But I really, really like the bone conduction ones, and they spec better and everything. And I was thinking about getting the newest pair of those, but I got a perfectly working pair, and, what do I do with those now? Like, what are you doing? You get the new AirPods. What are you doing with whatever you're using now? Retire them? Do they just sit in a box and collect dust like my Jabras that I've got sitting over here that sit there collecting dust?
Well, honestly, I don't really have anything that it's replacing. I've got my Sony headset for the PlayStation, which I can use with the dongle, like on my phone or my iPad or my computer, but I got to use the dongle, and that's a pain in the butt. I know, first world problem, right? And the only other thing I had was a set of Beats Audio regular wired earplugs. Those were outstanding. And the wire frayed and kind of, it broke, so they're no longer usable, but I haven't used them in a couple of years, so it's not something I use often, but these Pro Maxes are supposedly just outstanding in every fashion. I've never owned noise-canceling anything, so that'll be kind of neat to play with, too. The Shots, I bought my wife a pair on your recommendation, or you're talking about it, nor use of them. For her workouts and stuff, and she really likes those, so I've kind of got a feel for those too, but I don't think I would use them, I should say, but I know what they are, and they're cool.
I don't know what happened there, but right while you were saying you bought a set of the Shocks for your wife, and then you started breaking up a little bit, and I didn't hear what the ultimate... I'm curious, does she like them? And, because I love mine, and most everybody I've introduced to them, I've not found anybody that doesn't like them. And I got my shop, I think I got at least three or maybe more into a set. But, I like them so much. But, you know, I was using them for when I was running and biking and all that stuff, and they're just, there's second to none when it comes to that, because they completely leave you open ear, situationally aware. These other ones that Shock sells, you know, their ear pods or whatever you want to call them, or whatever they call them, they claim they're open ear, so they're, you know, they should be the same, but I'm just leery, you know, of how well they can do it, because they do sit in the ear, just not in the canal. So I'm just curious how they do things, and then you look at the specs. One of the criticisms of those bone conduction headsets is the frequency response. You know, they're a little thin on the bottom, and as you would expect, they're small, right? All little devices like that are not going to be bass monsters, but the other versions that they have from the ones that I got are,
less capable down low. So, like, not really willing to give up some of that. What little bit of low end, well, I don't want to say it like that. It's got more than adequate. But I'm not willing to give anything up down there to try a new design. So that's got me looking at the old one. But I get it. You got you didn't have a set that worked, so I understand. You know, so for you, it's a no-brainer. Me, I've got a set of Jabra in-ear buds, and I bought them because they had this thing called hear-through, and when you hit it, they would actually bring sound. They would actually like we're almost like an earphone, like a hearing aid, where they would listen. And then retransmit, you know, amplify that to you. I find that worked. I thought that was going to be great, but it doesn't work all that good. I mean, it was better than an in-ear that didn't have any kind of listening, you know, or hear-through or anything like that, but they still were a far cry from safe when I was doing things that required, you know, situational awareness. And so they pretty much got retired. They still work perfectly fine, and I keep them bedside if I ever want to watch something on a TV. And, you know, if I go to bed early and I want to fall asleep watching something, I'll use the right side one with my left head on the pillow watching the TV. So, but they don't get a whole lot of use, let me tell you that. I time it out.
I got it all. my whatever happened here when I bought my wife those, it was when you were using yours on your bike and for other physical activity, which is why I got her those. She doesn't like things that go in the ear. None of them are comfortable for her. And so when she does her yoga and stuff like that, she likes them. So, yeah, good deal. I tried them. The fidelity wasn't there for me, and I don't really have a use case physically. You know, I'll wear full cans. I don't care. I'll order some good earbuds, and they don't bother me. But they did bother her, and she doesn't need. Well, actually, for yoga, she does need the open ear, so that was another benefit. So worked out well for her. The new AirPods Pro Max that I'm getting. You said like a year through or a pass through. They've got terminology for it as well, but whatever they call it, it's supposed to be really good. I'll be excited to see how good it is because that's a feature that was important as well. So if you have full cans on, you can enable that mode and be aware. So I'll be curious how that works out.
Well, I'm still sitting here with them in my shopping cart, unwilling to pull the trigger because I'm unwilling to pull the trigger. I don't know. I'll go looking around at other Black Friday deals. I got some things that are way too expensive, but so I won't be buying those.
Exactly the same. I was sitting there in my car. They're in my car. I'm like, I know I don't need them. I don't need them. And they're expensive. I'm like, but for 2 years now, I've been waiting for the deal or the Black Friday or the Christmas in July or whatever. I got Prime Day, all that. And it was just too much. And I said, I'll go when it hits up to 400. So it did. And I'm like, still kind of on the edge. And I just kind of just tapped the button and said, you know what? If I don't tap this button, I'm going to go a whole other year looking around and waiting and blah, 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 and going, I wish I would have. So for that reason, I hit it.
Well, there you go. You should treat yourself. All right, Greg, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go put some clothes on, and speaking of get some gas, I got to get up to the gas station. I was waiting for today because I get an extra 25 cents a gallon off today. Fridays through the end of the year or through December, I can't remember what the deal was with my BP card. So I last night the thing came on and said low fuel, so that's actually perfect. I have enough to go where I'm going and get home, but need a nice full tank when I'm going to go take advantage of a deal. How do you beat that? But I might go do that and then maybe get some breakfast or something like that, bring home some sort of breakfast treat for when Mama gets back up. She was up for a while, and then she just went laid back down, so I'm going to tend to all that.
Very good. Yeah, I topped off last week when the prices were up high, and I figured they jacked it up for the whole holiday experience. But looking last night on the way home, they were $2.89, $2.87. So if you get a quarter off of that, you're going to be doing pretty good. So, all right, get your stuff going, and I'm going to do the same here, figure out what I'm going to do, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
Yeah, unless they raised them this morning, last night on the way home, I noticed they were at $2.64. Plus, I'd get at least a quarter off, if not more, for the Fridays. So if it's still $2.64, I'm going to get it at least 25 cents cheaper than that. So pretty good deal. Since I got this BP card, I don't think I've paid more than $2.39 is the most I've paid for a gallon of gas since I got this BP card. All right, we'll catch you a little later. I'll let you know what the damages were. W8FU. Man, nothing's open.
I'm going to work.
Yeah, I've got today off. Went and got some gas, and I figured I'd go get some breakfast. And just was driving around aimlessly trying to figure out where I wanted to go. And I said, I'll get a breakfast burrito from Sonic. I haven't had one of those in a while. They don't open until 10. So I said, okay, well, I'll go to this little Yugoslavian place that sells good burek dagos. And, they don't open until 11. So, Pete, does anybody want to do business?
I didn't know Sonic had breakfast burritos. Until I tried Sonic, I didn't like it. So, I have to check that one out.
Yeah, I am not a fan of Sonic at all. They've got these diet limeades, and if they can get it right, because they've got two. They've got diet limeades, and they got diet cherry limeade. Both are good, you know, no sugar. I think 5 calories in the big 44-ouncer. There's like 5 calories in the cherry one. So, you know, it's good for my sugar. So when it's really hot in the summer, I'll get one of them Route 44 diet limeades or diet cherry limeades. And it's like roulette which one they give you, no matter which one you order. So most of the time I just shrug and take whichever one they give me. And then other than that, the rest of the stuff, I mean, they got tater tots, which I guess are okay, you know. Hard to screw those up. But in general, I'm not impressed with their food. But their breakfast burritos, especially their supersonic breakfast burrito with the jalapenos in it, oh, it's really, really good.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to with the jalapenos. Okay, well, that's interesting. You know, I heard those diet drinks aren't as diet as they thought they were, but do they actually list them as being like only 5 calories or something? I thought I heard something that, you know, while something about it is low-cal and something else they put in isn't, or I don't know what I heard. But if they actually list the calories for the whole thing at like 5 or 10 calories, then that'd be something worth looking into.
Yep, that's the listed calories for 44-ouncer. Of course, it's half ice, so 22 ounces of drink. But anyhow, at least the calories are 5. And I've watched my sugar closely after drinking one, and it does not even budge, which is what I really care about in the end.
Oh, good to know. Okay, I'll remember that. Boy, that was a disappointing football game yesterday. I hope I'm not disappointed tomorrow.
And you see, I agree with you on yesterday, but I got to disagree with you tomorrow. I hope you're very disappointed.
Some friend you are.
Oh, yeah, the guy that did it all, the guy that ruined it for the last 4 years.
All right, I got to drop Ryan, UPS here, drop something off. Of course, an Amazon return. So, be right back in a few minutes. Keith here.
It's all right. WAFU.
Good morning, Sean. WAPTD.
Good morning, Brian. You sound like you're sitting right here with me. How's things up there? You're near Clare, right?
About 9 miles back in the woods from Clare, yes, sir. We got about 2 inches of snow on the ground that fell Wednesday night. And we're just trying to figure out when the snowstorm's going to start hitting us sometime tomorrow. And they say up to 10 inches, so figuring out when we're going to leave.
When do you have to be back? Monday morning? You know, four Monday morning work, so probably Sunday night, or I don't know what's what's the sched, or what's the plan?
Typically leave sometime Sunday evening or early afternoon, depending on what the wife wants to do. And then if the storm looks like it's going to hit hard enough, fast enough, maybe we'll leave Saturday afternoon.
Roger Dodger. Sounds like a solid plan. So, what's that famous donut place up there in Clare?
Tops and Donuts.
You know, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that was a Clare thing or what. But any good? Going to get some?
Well, I have to say it this way. They're almost as good as East Detroit Bakery. But, no, we're not going to get any this time. We don't go there every time. But they're like, the best in the area for sure. Usually go in and get a fresh dozen.
Yuppers. There used to be a place on Harper at 11 Mile Road. Little hole in the wall, been there for decades. I mean, since the 50s at least. And their donuts were just so good. They were so, and they were different. No, they were very different than everywhere else. And they were really worth it. And they did some construction on the road, and they never came back. So now it's ramen noodle place or something like that. Speaking of which, I did a ramen joint the other day, and it was quite good. But, yeah, I don't know. There's been a couple other places that were touted as, the be-all, end-all donuts places. And this one, I forget what the name of it is, but they do kind of a twist on a cinnamon roll. They got all these different crazy cinnamon roll flavors. They're popping up all over the place, and I'm like, they're okay. I'm not allowed to have any of it, so really, my opinion doesn't really matter. But Tringali's is great. Do love my cream puffs from Tringali's. They're like a traditional eclair, except for they're stuffed with cannoli cream.
Oh. I'm back. This place out in Pontiac is supposed to be really good. I haven't tried it yet, but I'll have to check that one out. Okay, yeah.
Good morning, Phil. WABPD. And my wife is on your side, Phil.
Okay, refresh my memory. I'm sorry, I don't call your name.
This is Brian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I remember. You say she's on my side. You can, she know about this place in Pontiac? Is that what you mean?
The game.
Oh, the game. Okay, I'm sorry. Switch gears. Very good. All right. Sounds good. Anyways, I got to try that place for donuts. I'm not a big donut fan anymore, regardless, but and once in a while I'll enjoy a good one. Sean?
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I'll go in and look at it just to kind of reminisce, but I'll just get something for Andrea. Like I said, I really can't have that stuff. I was pretty impressed, though. I've been watching my sugar real close, and I've got it down where I'm staying, you know, pretty much 100% of the time in range. And yesterday I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to blow it, you know, because I'm going to have a little, you know, I'm going to eat Thanksgiving dinner. And I think I only just barely poked up over 180 a couple of times, you know, just like for just a few minutes, like 182 or something like that. So I was quite impressed with how I handled yesterday's dinner. And I had pumpkin pie cheesecake and a little Dubai chocolate. So it's like, man, I thought for sure I was going to skyrocket, but I don't want to do that again for another month because, you know, that's how it gets you. You load up, you know, and then if you just touch bread to your mouth, you go up to 300. You got to very much pace it out. Brian?
Oh, I'm not to the point of monitoring, but I'll find out if the doctor's happy. He wasn't happy with my A1C last year, but didn't prescribe or tell me I had to do anything different. We'll keep an eye on that, though. But Wednesday, 10 a.m. Wednesday, I get my annual.
Yeah, I got an annual physical coming up next month. But I see so many doctors, I'm getting prodded and poked all the time. I get blood work every month, so I'm on top of all that. Yeah, my last A1C was like 6.3, 6.2, so I'm doing good. Of course, I have to take a lot of stuff to keep it at that level to counteract the other stuff I have to take. Oh, well, that's... Man, it's getting older stuff. Sean.
Oh, yeah, you know it. So, what I need to do is I need to get back active again. I need to get back out on the bike or start, you know, at minimum power walking. I don't know about running, but I got to get back into some sort of intensity training, at least for a little bit every day. That'll really get things under control. Because it's an upward battle if you're sedentary, which I've been the last couple of years. So, all right, I just pulled up at home. I got to get inside. Phil, there was something I wanted to mention. When you said you had to jump out, I was going to wait for you to come back, and now I've completely blanked on it. I can't even remember what the hell it was. Oh, well, it'll come to me. Jumping in the house. W8FU.
Okay, I just looked up here and say, based on what the weather is talking about, I was thinking about trying to make that Sunday breakfast, but I don't think I'm going to if it's going to be what they say. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, we're watching the weather up here, too. We don't know. They're saying 6 to 10 up here in the mid-Michigan area, And the daughter and her fiancé are in a car, so we got to make sure we can at least tow them if they get stuck. So we're going to watch the weather and decide when we're coming back. Probably will not be at Sunday morning breakfast, and everybody enjoy. I'm going to back out of here, 73, WABPD.
Alrighty, be safe up there. Yeah, I think they're talking anywhere from 2 to 4 inches down here. So, we'll see. A lot of times they're just wrong, but we'll see. KPF.
W8PD, WDKLL, just saying hello, Brian.
Good morning, Greg. Happy Thanksgiving. And how are you today? We're up here in central Michigan, 25 degrees, no sunshine yet, and a couple snow flurries.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Brian. It's a Thanksgiving, family over and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's all good. Yeah, same weather here pretty much. Got a little bit of a break in the clouds, but yeah, I heard you out there, and just thought I'd say hello real quick.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, Greg. Have yourself a great day. 73's. I'm going to be sitting by monitoring.
Okay, Brian. You have a good day and a good time up there. WDAKLL will be clear.
WABPD.
Yeah, you need to turn that gain up on that microphone. You're really quiet. This is KEAYP.
KE8VFI mobile.
Saturday, so you shouldn't have to deal with that.
Cool. What's the festivities? Holy cow, what are them turkeys doing? Turkeys show up in the weirdest places.
Oh, just general riffraff and camaraderie. There will be a handful of guys going out in the woods hunting. And of course, if somebody shoots a deer, then we can deal with that. So, that kind of thing.
All right, so deer camp. I wasn't sure. So, very good. Sounds like a definite good time.
Yes, sir. It's been a while since I've been up there, so. Well, hopefully you'll get your antennas well situated. The only thing that came to mind that hasn't come up yet for me was how is things grounded on that antenna and or mast.
No grounding at all. Just straight from the antenna straight to the radio. That's probably my plan for a little later. I'm just running out to get a sonic, supersonic breakfast burrito. And then at some point I'm going to tear things apart a little bit and monkey around with different antennas and connections and stuff like that. I'm very weird thinking that I got something else going on. So I should be able to figure it out by swapping antennas pretty easy.
Roger that. All right, cool biz. Well, good luck to you. I'm sure you will figure it out with all your wealth of knowledge and troubleshooting skills. So, getting a little easier. I got to get me there, and I'm going to try it. I got a slow truck in front of me. I'm driving very weird. Have a good weekend, and I'll be back in town tomorrow afternoon. KEHBSI, I'll listen out.
Yeah, it's starting to get to the point where you're probably going to lose it in the next couple miles. So, but, you know, popcorn's picking up. There's a Mayville repeater. Might carry a good portion of the way, if not all the way. At some point, you should be able to reach, but you don't have that programmed in, and I don't know the frequency or tone or anything like that, so can't help you there. But either way, have fun. You just might comment real quick before you jump out for good. Which one are you on? You on Richmond or what? W8FU.
Actually, I'm still on Warren. I forget which channel I'm on. I'm doing something with the radio.
All right, you'd probably be doing a lot better on Richmond then. You're doing quite well on Warren. So, okay. Well, have fun.
Bye-bye.
W8FP.
I found it pretty easy. How's Richmond doing?
You're doing great. I was at the drive-thru here. Sounding rock solid.
Cool, thanks. KEHBSI.
Alrighty. Yeah, like I said, you've got Mayville. Should carry you quite a ways. So, but I'm sure you got utter kings to listen to. All right, I'm next up at the window. W8FU.
I'll see if I got that programmed in on my one stop. KEHBSI. What up, Mr. Dave? KEHBSI.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why my radio wasn't transmitting, and it's like, oh, I forgot to hook up the antenna. So that would do it. I have this theory that I can hook up the Optima part of my FTX1 to any radio, and I gotta try that because I wanna. I'm thinking it might actually be an amp. I'd like just a linear amp, and you'd obviously have to still have the head unit connected to it, but you could connect the antenna to a different radio. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. I gotta try that theory. Hopefully not blow up my radio though.
Oh, that would be really cool. It almost seems like that would work. Definitely worth experimenting with. Starts on very low power. So, anyways, pulling into McDonald's here in Inlay City, or close to Inlay City. Now, where am I? K-Pack. So I'm going to get some grub, and let me know how that goes. K-E-8-B-S-I.
Alrighty, I think I know where you're at. You're at I-69 and K-Pack Road, maybe? I don't know. But there's a big McDonald's at that gas station or that truck stop. Alright, talk to you later. KF8S.
That's exactly where I'm at.
I have a theory
that Yaesu is overpriced.
That's a theory, not a fact. But now I have a theory that your radios work better with your antennas up.
Yeah, I was trying to test. I was putting a power SWR meter in line because I wanted to see what the actual power was. You know, they say it's 50 watts, but I got it set to 25 watts right now, and it's 23.7, but if I crank it all the way up to what it says is 50, it's only 35 watts.
Which radio is that?
This is the FTX. There we go. Turn it on. This is the FTX1 hooked up to its little base unit, little Optima unit.
Ah, right. I'm surprised they claim a full 50 out of that. A lot of radios were 35, but man, if they're claiming 50, you're only getting 35. That's a far cry.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little asterisk on the pamphlet that says UHF 35. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing because, you know, like the 9700, I'm guessing, is like a full 100 watts on UHF. But I'm looking at my match, 1.01. That's pretty good. That's the same antenna that Greg and Dakota and KZ Dave has. I managed to put the antenna up in the attic.
It's flat, but, well, you know, the 9700 is an all mode. Very expensive. You get two bands. You don't get any out of band at all. So, yeah, that's a 400 watt radio. But anywho, yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about that. 35 is good though. The difference between 35 and 50 is really not that noticeable, anyhow. But yeah, if you get 50, you know what I like about a 50 watt radio is you can run it at 35. And not have to worry about burning it up.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, all you have to do is not talk as long. You know, we're not going to be like Professor Don when he has... he would talk for 2 or 3 minutes at a time on the highest power. He burned out that DB20G. It cracked me up.
Don knew how to smoke a final, that's for sure.
No, I'm pleased with this antenna. I mean, it's kind of a compromised situation. I have got a wire dangling from my attic access, and I really only hook it up on the weekend. But, I've been happy with it. It's weird that Dakota and I can't hear each other. And we traced the line. You know how you got to go to that website with the line? There's like this big hill in the way, in between us, and that's just enough to just screw it all up.
That's a very tough area he's in. And, you know, it's very hit and miss. We've, over the years, I've had systems up that way on VHF and UHF. And people that needed to work those systems that were to the west, you know, in and amongst those hills. And it's a nightmare. Just all depends on where you're at. Like you said, you got a hill in the way, then that's all she wrote. So I got to find out what my noise floor is on my radio. I don't know what it is. It's so weird. We were testing the other day. Oh, for God's sakes, what do they got going on here? Roads all shut down. Just since I left the house, which is only 10 minutes ago.
I think I have the same problem you do. Is it your VHF? It's got like a noise floor of like S9.
Yep.
I'm blaming mine on my neighbors. They hired this company to put lights up on their house, and oh my goodness, it looks like the Griswolds over there. So I have a feeling that's what the problem is, but we'll see if it happens, if it's still there after Christmas.
By the way, which antenna do you have, the one that you said that everybody's got? Because I'm debating on whether getting a different antenna to replace my GP15. I got GP15 and I got a V2000, some sort of weird off-brand copy of the Diamond V2000. But I don't know if I want to look into something else.
Yeah, it's relatively inexpensive. I think it was like $169, and it's 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. It's a Diamond. I want to say it's the V2000A, but you'll go look. If you go look, it's the only one that's got that like the 2000 in it, and it says 6'2" and 70 centimeter. It's two parts. It's like a two part thing. The biggest thing when I got it was they didn't really give you instructions on how to connect the two elements, so I had, like, horrible SWR until, like, I figured, oh, you just, like, bang the thing on the ground and the little element comes out that you connect the two parts.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, so that's exactly what I got, except for it's not a Diamond. It's, like, I didn't recognize the name, but it was, like, some, like, clone version or something, but I think it's a it's even called a V2000, but I don't think it's a Diamond. I don't know, though. It was kind of faded. All right, anyhow, I'm just backing in the driveway here at home. I'm going to get inside with my supersonic breakfast burrito.
Yum, sounds good. All right, catch you later. TFADA.
All right, double UAW.
WAP. KV testing.
WDAKLL-KFADIC. WDAKLL-KFADIC. No copy. KFADIC. Clear. KF8DRC, Kilo, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. How's Jack? You survived Thanksgiving Day?
Hello, John. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, I did. I ate a lot. I couldn't even move. So I had to stay over at the sister's house for a little bit, and after 3-4 hours, I had to leave, get home.
Jack, I'm sincerely glad you had a great Thanksgiving Day. You had a good meal with the family, sister, whatever. Glad you made it home there. I was hoping they didn't have to roll you home if you got too big. You know, you ate too much food, they might have had to roll you like a wine barrel or something.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that. I ate so much from mashed potatoes, two or three different salads, and sweet potato, regular potatoes. I mean, you name it, was there. Amish turkey breast is delicious. It melts in your mouth. That's how was it. And ham, I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Well, Jack, I'm sincerely glad you had a great Thanksgiving Day with family, especially. And for me, part of Thanksgiving is watching some football, and that's what I'm doing right now after Thanksgiving Day, is watching football. But the big game I'm looking for is Michigan at home, University of Michigan, and Ohio State. Please cross your fingers for Michigan to win. Hi, okay?
Yeah, no problem, Joe. Well, anyhow, good to hear from you anyhow out there. And I will talk to you a little bit later. I got to heat up some of that. The food left over a little bit, and I got to eat some. It's about 2 o'clock right now. Take care. Have a good evening. KF8DRC.
Well, Jack, don't feel bad about eating a late lunch, because I'm eating or just finished my lunch after taking care of some business earlier. And I had a pretty good macaroni, I guess it is, with Swedish meatball dish. Not too bad. Can't complain. My dessert is a couple oatmeal raisin cookies. Have a good one till next time, Jack. Be careful. Be safe. Stay out of trouble or don't get caught, is my motto. KF8. DRC, KE4ZYQ, Claire.
I think somebody was doubling. I think it was Sean.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just wanted to jump in there and say, go blue. This is Shane, KF8GFV. I'm glad you both had a good Thanksgiving out there, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that Michigan game as well.
All right. Thank you again. Take care and have a good evening. KF8DRC.
KF8EFB, I'll be clear as well. 7-3, go blue.
We always beat Ohio State anyhow. Don't say it too high, though. You don't want nobody to hear you.
Well, Jack, KE4ZYQ, and I think it was John, you said? Michigan has won between Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan, according to the news, has won the last 4 outings between Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan's won 4 in the last 4. So let's make it number 5 this tomorrow. Yeah, go blue. Anybody in Michigan rooting for Ohio State, I need to find their address. Hi. Just kidding. KE4ZYQ, clear.
I'm good on QRZ, Joe.
KE4ZYQ, KI4ZYQ, KE4ZRI.
And this is KE4ZYQ. I don't know if you'll understand me. I'm eating my lunch dessert, which is oatmeal raisin cookie. So my voice might be garbled.
No, you're fine, Joe. How do you hear? This is the first time I set this mobile up. How does this mobile sound?
Well, through the repeater, which I'm receiving fine, I got about at least 50 over 9, clear and all, but I didn't check you on the input frequency.
Okay, that's awesome. Stand by. I wanted to say, do you use that Discourse server? Do you use the Discourse with the ARPSC?
Negative. I checked you on input frequency. I got zero signal, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the shout-out, KE4ZYQ. Got taking care of business.
KAPR. W8APP
monitoring.
Whiskey 8 Alpha Papa Papa monitoring.
Echo Alpha Papa. Anyone on? Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa. Looking for a test on the 10 meter band if anyone is available to help out with that. KF8 EAP clear.